want to give the, I want to give Fender a bad time. If you don't give him a bad time, it doesn't take much. I would like to call to order the Monday, May 17th meeting of the Grover Beach City Council. And I would like to start off this evening's meeting with a moment of silence, and I would ask you to join me. And I would also like to ask you to give a special prayer at this moment. Our superintendent of maintenance, Mike Ford's daughter, Samantha Ford, who has had leukemia for a number of years, has finally lost the battle, passed away just recently. So please, in your moment of silence, keep Samantha Ford in your mind. Please join me.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have a roll call, please, Donna?
Councilmember Bright.
Here.
Councilmember Myers.
Here.
Councilmember Peterson.
Here.
Mayor Scholes is absent. Mayor Nichols.
Here. Thank you. At this time, the council will review the order of business and receive any requests or make any announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. Does any council member wish to make a motion or pull anything from the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented.
And I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the ceremonial calendar. And Mr. Ray, I believe, is here.
Greg, would you come forward, please?
Mr. Flores is here.
I would appreciate it if you would read the proclamation.
I'd be happy to.
It should be on.
Yeah. This is a proclamation of the City of Grover Beach, California, declaring May 16th through the 22nd, 2010, as National Public Works Week. Whereas public works services provided in our community are an integral part of our citizens' everyday lives, and whereas the support and understanding of informed citizenry is vital to the efficient operation of public works systems and programs, such as water, sewers, streets, public buildings, and solid waste collection, and whereas the health, safety, and comfort of this community greatly depends on these facilities and services, and whereas the quality and effectiveness of these facilities, as well as their planning, design, and construction, is vitally dependent upon the efforts and skill of public works officials. And whereas the efficiency of the qualified and dedicated personnel who staff public works departments is material to public works officials make every day to our health, safety, comfort, and quality of life. It goes on to say, in witness thereof. And tonight, actually, it's my pleasure to introduce to you one of your 11 public works employees who are responsible for maintaining the city's lift stations, sewer mains, water mains, tanks, wells, storm drains, public buildings, vehicles, and streets. Homer Flores is here with me this evening. He has been with the city for 17 years.
Wow.
And this year, Homer was awarded the honor of Public Works Employee of the Year for 2009. He is here to accept the Public Works Week proclamation on behalf of the City of Grover Beach Public Works Department.
All right. Oh, you got to look the part. Yeah. There you go.
Let me get one more.
That's the way he works.
Could I make a comment?
You certainly may.
I wanted to ask Mr. Flores if he would take back to the other Public Works workers a little message. I'm sure the rest of the council shares this with me, but I walk a lot with neighbors and my dog, and we come across the Public Works people a lot of times. I'm sure you have no clue who I am because I usually in disguise, but you're always extremely gracious to the point of when you're drilling and you see the dogs, you stop, you go quiet because you don't want to scare the dogs. And I just wanted to say thank you. We don't get to say that very often, and we really appreciate your cheerfulness and your helpfulness, and we need you. Thanks.
Okay, I think we open this up to public communications. Any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. Do we have anybody that wishes to address the council?
Leah Greeley, I live at 869 North Fifth Street. I'm a Grover Beach Parks and Recreation Commissioner. And
technicians. And I believe this is being presented by Chief Copsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For some time, we've been working on some proposed amendments to the massage ordinance. This originally stemmed back when state of California passed business and profession codes 4600 establishing massage therapy organization. And what that did is that offered masseuses throughout the state of California the ability to obtain a massage technician practitioner's license that's good for the state rather than for each city. In the past, each technician had to go to each city and establish a permit, whereas now they can use a state license to do that. So in reviewing that section, we realized that we need to make some amendments to our ordinance. And then also in that time period, members of the public approached the council. The council directed staff to look at potentially proposing an off-site special event massage license where somebody could perform massages at our special events such as farmers market. So those are the two ideas that we're governing the proposed changes that you have before you today. In addition, during the process of reviewing the ordinance, since we were going to propose some changes, we also felt it necessary to propose some changes and clarify them to some of the health and safety provisions within the ordinance. Keep in mind that the state of California has before them another assembly bill making some additional changes or proposing some additional changes to this business profession codes, and that's Assembly Bill 1822. However, that has not been finalized, but we feel it's necessary to move this forward at this time, and if we need to make changes later, we can bring it back. Some of the notable changes, there's not a lot of them, but some of the notable changes, we had to add sections in there that actually defines the certified massage practitioner and massage therapy organization. There's some changes that includes the massage practitioners that are certified as people permitted to engage in the massage businesses. Those are the ones that are authorized by the state to perform massages. We added section providing procedures for off-site permit, specific additional language regarding hygiene and attire, and some of those were really addressed more towards the off-site, although it's all-inclusive, as we wanted to make sure that our those that may perform massages at the special events do it professionally, follow health and safety guidelines, as well as look professional as well in our city. At this point, the staff's recommendation is to conduct a public hearing for the proposed amendments to the ordinance and give staff direction to return the ordinance for second reading at the next regular council meeting, which would be June 7th. And I should also mention that you were given us an updated addendum packet with some minor corrections to formatting and a couple of word changes that didn't really change the content. And if you need me to go through those, I can. But if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those at this point.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. Does anybody have questions of the Chief?
No, I'm happy with it as it goes.
I had just one question.
Sure.
I just don't recall from my reading, but I know that on site the facilities needed to have a sink available for hand washing.
Yes.
How do you handle that off site?
It's a little more difficult because you can't have water there, but mm-hmm. they have to use in a certain sections. They have to have, if they're using cloth towels, they mm-hmm. can't reuse them.
Right.
They have to use new ones. If they're using disposable, the idea is they use disposable cleaning wipes. And they have to have disinfectants. I'm trying to think what the...
That is covered in the resolution, is it not? Or the ordinance, rather?
The ordinance,
yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I must have just missed that. That's fine. Thank you.
It's a new one.
There's a number of the sections that are covered in the ordinance that apply specifically to the off-site licensee. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of them don't. So they're in one of the sections, and it's actually... DH and L of 3905 cover additional sanitation requirements.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Can you explain to me, I'm just a little unclear, on section 3902, under exceptions, the requirements of this chapter shall not apply to the following individuals while engaged in the performance of the duties of their professions. And then it goes through the various professions, and so
sections, and it lists the code sections. What that simply means is that, there, as Chief pointed out, there are provisions in the municipal code that are applicable to practitioners of massage that are certified or licensed by the city.
Mm-hmm.
There are also provisions of this code that are not applicable to those who are certified by the state. And this section says those certified by the state are exempt from the provisions of this code, except for the following sections. And it lists those sections that still cover those practitioners that are licensed by the state but not by the city.
So how is that different from what I've already read? Is it different? Did that change?
I think part of the confusing thing is we're trying to combine state requirements with our city code requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rather than just completely adopting the state requirements, giving complete control up to the Massage Therapy Council on what goes on, we're actually allowing a person who wishes to become a masseuse in Grover Beach still the ability to obtain their license in Grover Beach and go through that process here. So when you look at the sections, they're kind of, I can see why it can be confusing, but it specifically outlines the doctors and those, they don't apply to the masseuse requirements and establishments. And those that are licensed by the state, they are not required to come get a license from Grover Beach. Only if they come, they still have to get a business license, a business tax certificate, and that aspect. But their actual
permit,
technician license can be handled through the state. So
okay.
Let's accept that.
So what I'm asking you, though, is because I didn't really have a chance to read this new revision, but I did read what I had in my packet. It doesn't look like this has changed.
It did. That wording on the section is that?
Section E.
As defined in Section 39.
Did change slightly.
Unless otherwise I see, except for the following. All right. Okay.
So okay. It allows us to kind of, in a sense, combine the two state license and the city code license. Because one of the problems, and I think we have one of the masseuses here tonight, they're 3 months, 4 months, 5 months behind. I got an email a couple weeks ago saying, be patient. They're...
For now. Thank you.
Any other questions? If none, thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Good report. I will open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to approach? There being none, we'll close it, bring it back to the council. I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I I'll pass the motion that we've already done the public hearing, and said, so we next we introduce the ordinance for first reading by title only at the second, at the scheduled second reading, which I suppose will be the next meeting, regular meeting of the City Council.
Correct. All right. Is there any further discussion on this issue?
No. I guess I'll second that then. I'll second it.
Any further discussion down there, Peterson?
I still can't find in here where it states that the off-site ones don't have to have running water. And I don't have a problem with them not having it. I just don't see that it's clear here. So I've been looking, okay. But I'm not seeing that that's
Can you help us out on that, Chief, please?
Um, 3905D might be what we're looking for.
3905D, disinfecting agents, mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds like it. Page 5.
Okay. But then E says hot and cold running water shall be provided at all times.
Under 3901, the new section would be D, but if the other one is there. The very last one was... It goes one of the off-site under off-site massage permits for special events.
Excuse me, hold on. What page are you on?
Page 3.
Got it. Okay.
It says off-site massage permits for special events.
Okay, here we go.
It goes 1, 2, then there's A, B, and if you have the old version, it's C, mm-hmm. Or the new version is 3. Mm-hmm. It says a person in possession of special event permits shall have the supplies and comply with all the requirements in section 3905. Those subsections. So the subsection that requires water is not in that
okay.
group.
All
so
right.
They do not have to have water.
Okay, thank you. I'm comfortable with that then. Thanks.
Very good. Any other comments, discussion?
No.
If none, I will ask for a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Myers?
Yes.
Councilmember Bright?
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nichols?
Yes.
I'd like to make that comment.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with making a comment on an item, if that's all you want to
yes.
do, please do so.
All right. Number 4 is extending the workers' compensation coverage to Grover Beach City volunteers. And based on my past experience, I've seen a lot of times where cities would like to have employed volunteers or use volunteers to do city jobs. But they wouldn't do it or felt like they shouldn't do it because of the possibility of a workers' compensation claim if they got injured. And that's a real serious problem because under California workers' compensation law, if you employ somebody and don't cover them, and you don't have some, then you're responsible for all their medical care and treatment, their permanent disability, their temporary disability, and you're also subject to being sued in civil court because they weren't covered. I know this because I'd practiced in workers' comp law for about 10 years and know how it works. So I think I'm really pleased that we're doing this because we have many, many people that I know and you all know that would like to work for the city and volunteer, but we just can't do it because of that workman's compensation bugaboo. So whoever thought this up, I congratulate you for doing that.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second with the items on the consent agenda. This will call for a roll call vote. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Bright?
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson?
Yes.
Councilmember Myers?
Yes.
Mayor Nichols?
Yes. Okay, we move on to regular business. The next item is the resolution in support of the California Outdoor Bill of Rights. And I believe Parks and Recreation Director Pecker.
Mayor and council members, good evening. Kathy Pecker. The California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights was created by the California Roundtable on Recreation, Parks, and Tourism. And this is essentially a think tank summit, and they are recommending these Bill of Rights be prepared for our youth. And this was done in 2007 with the support of Governor Schwarzenegger. And this is the logo that the roundtable has created, the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights logo. And this all came increased technology use in the home, decrease of park spaces in our communities, and all of this is resulting in increased health risk to our youth. We have all been hearing about the increase of diabetes in young children and overall lack of physical activity, and it's all coming together, and also the lack of nature exposure, which is being termed as the nature deficit disorder. And all of this is what has brought them to create the mission of the roundtable, is to encourage the California's children to participate in outdoor recreational activities and also discover their heritage. So that was the overall goal. And the summit came up with, they did a study in the state of California, and this is just a real quick summary of their study, and they created a top 10 list of things that they felt that would be important that every child should be able to experience before they enter high school. And the top 10, and these are not in any priority level, these are all just listed. The first one was the Discover California's Past. And that includes just being aware and educated of explorers and the gold rush and all of those types of things that happened in California and how it was explored and the trails that were important, and to get out there and walk on them or participate and know that this is where California's history is. Splash in the water. And all of these top 10 categories have sub-recommendations of how to reach the goal. And for example, splash in the water, their recommendation, learn how to swim, go in the ocean, play in a lake, play in a safe place. Now, that could be a community center, it could be a skate park, those types of ideas. Camp under the stars, go outdoors, explore the caterpillars, the butterflies, explore nature, and learn to swim, play on a team. We've all either personally experienced or seen the results of a positive experience of a child who has benefited from playing on a team sport, learning the discipline and the organizational skills, the social skills, and how important it is, and that you can see that child, when they're successful, they have a better self-image and self-confidence. Follow a trail, catch a Bill of Rights. We need to tell them how to do it, and we need to tell them who to do it with in order to get them outside to participate. So the roundtable recommends encouraging kids to go outdoors, and these are the ways that you can do it, and these are some of the pictures that our department has done to show an example of how we are trying to meet the mission. Making it memorable, making it fun, involving the family, involving all recreation providers, and essentially partnering and being a liaison if we need to, and then generating a bucket list, essentially with your child, making a bucket list. And why do we want to do these things? We've kind of mentioned it previously. These are some boys who were taking one of our geocaching classes out on the boardwalk. Children who do these things are healthier, they do better in school, they have better social skills, they have a better self-image, and they lead more fulfilled lives. And in our department, the commission recommended that we emphasize that we include the Children Outdoor Bill of Rights logo in our activity guide, adjacent to all the activities that help meet the mission and or how to reach that goal. So in our current guide, you will see when it comes out, we will have that logo implemented. And then this is also our contact information and how anyone in the audience or watching from home, if they would like to get a hold of us to find out how to get more information on the Children Outdoor Bill of Rights and how we can help them or direct them in the right direction on how to. So staff is looking for the City Council to adopt the resolution to support the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights this evening, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Really appreciate you bringing this forward. Do we have any questions from council members?
No questions or comments.
Why don't we bring it back for comments?
Are you looking at me?
I'll bring it back for comments.
Okay, yeah, yes, please, yes, I assume that.
This is a public item. I would like to open it up to the public if anybody would like to make comments. There being none, we'll bring it back for comments and conversation. Mr. Myers?
First, I want to say I agree with everything's in the Bill of Rights. I certainly see that the children in today's world are not getting out and doing things that they might do to be healthier, be less fat, if you will, to be more energetic, and to be declarations that don't move us anywhere. I understand why we're here, and I'm going to certainly vote that we adopt it because I think it's good stuff. I just don't like the way it got here and why we do these things when we're already doing it anyhow. Plus, we live in a society where any kid can walk out his back door and get to the beach, get to trails. We got trails, we got mountains. And what we need to do is get to the parents who are allowing this to happen, get to our state who allows television to be broadcast on 89 stations of 24/7, so the kids are sitting around on their big fat butts and not getting out and outside the door. My parents used to kick me outside. I couldn't stay inside, and if I wanted to, I'd get your butt out and go play someplace. You're in my way. That isn't happening. So it isn't the kids' fault. It's the parents' fault, basically, and society's fault that this is occurring. That's my soapbox for tonight. So.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. You want a comment? Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No? Okay.
Do you have anything, Karen?
I just agree. First of all, I think, of course, every child has the right to do all of those things. My children did, but I agree. It's a parent's responsibility to see that your child learns how to swim and walks on a trail and camps under the stars and all those things. That it's just something that you do, something that your children should do, something you should do with your children, for heaven's sakes.
Absolutely.
So, and that then begs the question, so we adopt this Bill of Rights, then what? What does that do? Does it really do anything?
Well, since you're the second person to ask, so. Our hope is that there are parents and there are educators, and that this is being read and reviewed by the parents and the schools and the state representatives. And this is our part to support that effort. We're just trying to educate and encourage and get it out to schools and put it in our activity guide now. So perhaps it will pique their interest and they will contact us. But we're trying on our little part of Grover Beach to do what we can at our level.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, the other part about this is that it is a policy statement, more or less, of the city. And you probably wonder, why do we need a policy statement to talk about getting kids outdoors? The problem is, unfortunately, a lot of time it's not happening as we continue even in our budget year to make sure that our programs in Park and Rec are doing just what we say they should be doing in terms of the adoption of a public policy. So I see it more as a policy statement more than anything else.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Very good comment. All right. I'll entertain a resolution or entertain a motion.
I'd like to move for staff's recommendation.
Well, I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Let's have a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Peterson?
Yes.
Councilmember Myers?
Yes.
Councilmember Bright?
Yes.
And Mayor Nichols?
Yes. I'm going to take advantage of my position right at the moment. I agree with this resolution wholeheartedly. And for the benefit of the people that are watching this program that may have not been paying as much attention as they should have during the presentation by the Parks and Recreation Director, I'm going to read this resolution because I think it is very good, and I think it's something that the people, the residents of this community, I hope that they will take it to heart and try and practice it. And this resolution says that it's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Grover Beach in support of the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. Whereas positive emotional and physical health and well-being and the full unbridled experience of the natural world and understanding of our heritage are the indivisible and essential birthright of all children. And whereas studies document that children who are active outdoors do better in school, have better social skills and self-image, lead more fulfilled lives, and experience a marked benefit to health concerns. And whereas California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger supported the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights in his proclamation of July 6, 2007, stating, quote, participation in outdoor activities is not only an enjoyable way for kids to get the exercise they need, it also helps them develop a greater appreciation for our magnificent environment. And whereas the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights is an initiative that states that all children between the ages of 4 and 14 should have the opportunity to participate in outdoor recreational activities and discover their connection to California's story. These activities include discovering California's past, splashing in the water, playing in a safe place, camping under the stars, exploring nature, learning to swim, playing on a team, annual youth special events, youth basketball and baseball clinics, the Dune Run Run, Fun Run or Walk, enrichment classes, summer camps, and more. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Grover City Beach Council supports the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights so that children may experience the excitement and wonder of the outdoors and be inspired to appreciate and sustain our natural and cultural treasures. And I thank you for bringing this forward, Kathy. Moving on with the agenda, I'm going to close the regular City Council meeting and move to the Joint City Council Improvement Agency. We will come back to the Council Committee report. We do not have any pulled consent items. So let's recess and go to the call to order, the Joint City Council Improvement Agency. And I would ask for a roll call, please.
Councilman Board Member Bright.
Here.
Councilman Board Member Myers.
Here.
Councilman Board Member Peterson.
Here.
Mayor and Chair Scholes is absent, so Mayor and Chair Nichols.
Here. And to start with, any member, we have public communications. There is a member of the public here. Any member of the public may address the City Council Improvement Agency for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the council agency. We will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, we cannot act on items not on the agenda. Is there anybody that wishes to come forward? There being none, we'll bring it back to the council. The first item is the fiscal year 09 comprehensive annual financial report. And I believe that is Ms. Chapman.
Is that on the consent?
Oh, it is.
Oh, so it is.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
It is on the consent agenda.
For me, I didn't see that either.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion.
I'll move for staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have anybody in the council or anybody in the public that wants to speak? There being none, we bring it back. Anybody on the council that wishes to make a comment or discussion?
I'd just like to say that I was impressed at how complete and well thought out this report was and whoever authored it.
We're funded 100% of the required contributions. I think that's very important for us because many cities and municipalities are having a real hard time with that. So I'm very pleased to see that. Otherwise, I think I'm happy with it.
And I had one comment. I wanted to commend staff because yet again they've brought in a budget that looks better than ever against all odds, and that's quite a phenomenal undertaking, and you're following in the steps of your predecessors in Grover Beach, and that's quite an accomplishment. So thank you to staff for all your hard work on this, because I know that without staff this couldn't be done.
Thank you for those comments, and I have to agree with all of the comments that have been made. I think our staff is under the direction and guidance of the city manager is doing an outstanding job, and we all sincerely appreciate that. With that, Do we have consensus that we shall receive and file the annual financial report?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. Okay, we will adjourn and go back, call the city council meeting back to order, move on to the next item on the agenda, which are council committee reports. And I shall start out with Council Member Bright.
I've had no committee meetings. I've got air pollution control district on Wednesday and EBC the week after, so I have nothing to report. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Myers, do you have anything to report?
A couple of things. Some interesting things were brought up at the Integrated Waste Management Authority meeting last week. And I'll just comment briefly on the things I found interesting that maybe the public might like to know. One of the things is they had a report from World Watch about flushing a forest, it says. They make the point that 270,000 trees are flushed or dumped in the landfills every day. And of that, 10% is toilet paper. They make all the point that 60% of all paper manufacturing ends up in landfills. The purpose of all this is to try to tell we citizens that we should be a little careful about taking all the paper that's offered to us and taking it home and put it in the trash. They point out a lot of... I'd like to take a chance to point out that all of we citizens should be careful about over-consuming, if we possibly can. And I, for one, practice what I preach most of the time. So.
Thank you, sir.
More than 51% or more, you understand.
Thank you. Appreciate right. that.
Another thing that concerned me a bit is the Integrated Waste Management Authority is getting into the educational program, has for the last couple of years. They've taken it on themselves to go into the public schools and teach the public schools about waste and waste management and various things of that sort to the tune of spending about $180,000 in the school program to actually what I thought supplant what the teachers are doing. We have a situation where schools need more funds to teach the kids, and they need to teach them environmental stuff, and they teach them environmental stuff already. And we have an Integrated Waste Management Authority, which is spending almost $200,000 to bring kids, bus them out to the facility to send teachers into schools on a regular basis, paying these people to do that. They're paying a guy that's setting this program up, $135,000 or so just to set it up. I raised that point at the last meeting and asked that we have a comparative cost analysis, benefit ratio cost analysis. And Ray Baring, who's attorney, assured me that he would get that going. And we may have that, and we may find some reason to get the instruction back in the schools where it belongs and get the people that handle our waste out of the school business. So anyway, that's my report there. One more thing, I assume we all got it. It's something forwarded by our ever-vigilant city manager. Article from the California City News Organization talking about City of Ventura grids to fight for the next war capturing jobs. The point was made, and I think we all read this, that the two other battles has been, we fought the battle of how do we get the property taxes. We lost that battle because the state took it. And then we now we're trying to get more income from our sales taxes. Now the state's taking that as well. So we're now back to trying to capture jobs. And I think we should. One thing that caught my fancy when I went through the budget thing, why we haven't done that, I don't know, because I'm new to this commission or this council, but I think we're going to do that, and that's my message for tonight. So.
Okay. All right, thank you. Council Member Peterson.
I had one committee meeting, which I unfortunately missed due to a family illness, but we'll report on that next time around. And I'm not sure if anyone mentioned at the last meeting, so cut me off if they did, but the Visitor and Convention Bureau, I had a meeting with their PR person, and she said that they are trying very hard to attract more children to the county, and so they really wanted to be supportive of our what is it you do, Bob? Our the exploration station. Yeah, they wanted one of the things you do, the exploration station.
Wanted me to count them off.
And so, she they suggested that they would give on behalf of the VCB to the city for all the hard work that we've done over the years supporting them and all the funds that we've employed. They would give a free membership to the exploration station, and that they would also train the staff there to input the exploration station activities on the Visitor and Convention Bureau website. So I trotted straight over there after that lunch and said to them, this is so exciting, and the staff were very excited. So I just wanted to let you all know about that, and I think that will be a real bonus to us from the VCB. We still have a ways to go. I'll continue plugging our train station, our golf course, and the various other things that Grover has to offer. And I was certainly excited to get them all out here to look at our new sidewalks soon. So, at any rate, they are...
Bring your cameras, huh?
Yeah, and they do, speaking of cameras, they are looking for good quality photographs of Grover Beach activities. So I've mentioned that to staff, too. So, if any of you have good quality, print quality photos, those need to go to the Visitor and Convention Bureau so they can promote Grover. So they're doing a great job, and... and I think they'll continue to do so. And the more we communicate with them, the more we'll get. So,
good point.
Very good. Okay, I have no reports. Meetings coming up this week for both Sanitation District and the Task Force on the Clap Road Initiative. So I will be reporting on that at the next meeting. Let's move on. Do we have any City Council member items? I do not believe we have any at this time. Council communications? None. City Manager, do you have any reports or comments?
I can't find anything else.
You left your briefcase back home.
Council, we are dismissed.
Hey.
Well done. Okay, you have my vote.